County Farm Bureau presidents and others coming in for the Farm Bureau Leadership Conference yesterday and today in Oklahoma City. I had a chance to celebrate with Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe last night as the American Farm Bureau handing him the Golden Plow Award, their top legislative achievement award. The president of the American Farm Bureau, Bob Stallman, on hand to do the honors.
I have had the privilege of testifying before the Environment and Public Works Committee in the Senate here this past year a couple of times, and of course Senator Inhofe is the ranking member, and the chair of that committee doesn't particularly like our policy position, so it's always been good to have Senator Inhofe up there to remind her and the rest of the committee, you know, what people in the countryside think, you know, why some of these ideas have some real problems, particularly for agriculture. And I certainly appreciate all of his efforts, and it's not just for that, because he's been a longtime friend of agriculture. He's worked with us on environmental issues that could impact us, and held numerous hearings on behalf of issues that we thought are important. And if there's probably no one more deserving of getting a Golden Plow this year than Senator Inhofe, and it's going to be my pleasure to present it to him tonight.
As for Senator Inhofe, he says it's all about taking some of the common sense we find in Oklahoma up to Washington, D.C.
You know, people in Oklahoma understand, the Farm Bureau understands, that the issues here are in the committee that I chaired, the Environment Public Works Committee. There are a lot more ag issues there than there are in the Ag Committee, because that's where regulations, over-regulations. Ironically, the reason I ran for Congress to start with was I was being over-regulated. I was a builder and developer, and so I thought, well, when all my kids are up and grown, I'm going to try to save the free enterprise system. So it's worked out real well.
The chair lady that Bob Stallman referred to a while ago is the Environment and Public Works Committee, Senator Barbara Boxer of California, and Senator Inhofe had a message for her not long ago about the climate change legislation efforts.
Cap and trade is over. The most votes they have in the United States Senate is 20 votes, and they need 60. So they're not even close. And as I told Barbara Boxer the other day, I said, Barbara, you know, I won, you lost, get a life. It's over.
Talking about the efforts to try to move climate change or cap and trade legislation in the U.S. Senate. Now, there is one further challenge out there that Farm Bureau and other groups are concerned about, but Senator Inhofe says, no worries, we're going to take care of this issue of the EPA declaring greenhouse gases, particularly carbon dioxide, a dangerous substance.
Let me tell you how I believe that's going to work. Anticipating they would have an endangerment finding and say that the Clean Air Act should apply to CO2 the same as it does SOx and NOx and mercury, then you have to base that on some kind of science. So I asked Lisa Jackson, who is Obama's head of the EPA, on the record with the TV cameras going, I said, you're going to have an endangerment finding. When you do, are you going to base that solely on the IPCC, United Nations science? She said yes. Now that that's been completely debunked, I anticipate that in March, when this thing is put together, there'll be lawsuits from all over, because you're basing it on science that has been debunked. So I don't think I'm not concerned about it. We won.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you. Yes, sir.
Oklahoma Senior Senator Jim Inhofe, the recipient of the Golden Plow Award from the American Farm Bureau on Monday evening. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.